The final burial for Joe Hawke is today. The 82-year-old is being laid to rest at Takaparawhau, the same headland where he led the occupation for 503 days to stop the site from being sold for a housing development in the 1970s. RNZ's Māori News Director and Midday Presenter Marnie Dunlop is there. She's with us now. Kia ora, Marnie.
Kia ora, Wallace.
Tell us about the tangi. How many people have been through to pay their respects at the marae?
Oh, it would definitely be in the thousands since he's been at Ōrākei on Monday, and they've been flowing through pretty steadily since then. Some pretty big opes or groups that have been coming on, and today, you know, the outside the on the Ātea at Ōrākei Marae on this stunning day, might I add, to pay tribute to Joe Hawke.
So where exactly will be his final resting place?
Yeah, so this is pretty significant, and it has been a subject of discussion and wānanga for the taumata or the paepae, or for those who are Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, to discuss whether or not they should put him there. And that was his wish, his ōhaki. He wanted to be laid to rest at Takaparawhau, the exact whenua that he fought to keep in iwi hands, in which he succeeded after that 506-day occupation and then going to the Waitangi Tribunal. So it is pretty significant. He'll be buried next to the memorial of his niece, Joanne, who tragically died in a fire during that occupation. So a lot of kōrero about her today. But he'll be the first to be buried up there. And when we were asked a few questions of the chair of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei just before the funeral service started, and said, oh, has the council been notified? And she said there's been a courtesy call made. and they are, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, pretty staunch in that they will bury their uncle, their papa, their koro at that whenua, and that's where he will rest.
It's really hard to underestimate the significance and importance of Joe Hawke being laid to rest, and of the many, many thousands passed and who to pay their respects, Marnie. You yourself would have heard some stories, both of when Joe Hawke was alive, of his boyhood, and of the legacy that he's left behind, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. And where I stand now, I'm looking out at Rangi Toto, and you can definitely say why they would have fought for this whenua, Wallace. And I remember when I was a baby intern, and I won't even say the year, and he sat down with me for about an hour to have a good kōrero, just an interview with, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. But he sat down and he spoke through the occupation. He talked about when he was 9 years old watching the Ōkahu Bay, the Papakainga down there being burnt to the ground by the local council in preparation for the Queen's visit, and that's what fueled his fire. That was the foundation that formed why he did what he did. And remember, he was huge part of the 1975 land march as the Secretary of Matakite with Whena Kupa. And so he led the hikoi over the Auckland Harbour Bridge. And so he has fostered and inspired iwi across the motu to fight for their whenua and activists. And he was last seen at Humatao in 2019. So up until his death, he always supported the kaupapa. How he's been described today. Always, he's been a kaupapa man. We just had Grant Robertson, the Act MPM, give a kōrero about him. And everyone has been describing him as this, like, humble, a disruptor, but a really humble and calm one. And that was his approach. He was peaceful, but he never let that fight up. That's how he's been described. But also today, his whānau, his mokopuna, you know, talking about him as a kōrero, you know, eating pipis with him, and that also kind of element, because when someone of power and such kind of who's so well known, they have to be shared with the world, so the whānau have to share them. So there's been a lot of acknowledgement to the whānau, thanking them for their generosity in sharing Joe Hawke with us all.
I'm old enough to know, I'm living in Auckland, and when Bastion Point was going, but just reminding myself of, you know, what really happened, you know, the Queen's visit, 50s, the Auckland Council evicts Ngāti Whātua, homes burned down. Here you have Joe as a young boy seeing what happens when you see it in the context, and it's a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's the only way to describe it.
Yeah, it is absolute shocker, and that is. But you can see, and one we were talking to some of the whānau here before, and they were talking about the Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei whānau, and we were the mana of this marae is exceptional in terms of the level of the taumata, the pai, the kaikōrero, the kaikaranga, the kai that's coming out of the wharekai, all the ringawira. It's such a smooth operation. And we asked him about, you know, Papa Joe will definitely lay to rest, knowing his legacy and what he's left, because at the time of that occupation, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, they said, were struggling. You know, they had to reform and build that level, and they have, and it's so impressive. And this tangihanga has been beautiful and stunning, and they say it has been an honour to host the you know, thousands of people that have come through.
And just on that, Marnie, because Ngāti Whātua are now in a pretty significant position. They wield, you know, quite a bit of power, also financial, and is that also a part of Joe Hawke's legacy, to leave this iwi in a really, really strong position going into the future?
Absolutely. He is a key and integral part as to why and how Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei are the iwi that they are now. And actually, technically, they are a hapū, a collective of three hapū, if we want to get into technicalities. Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, they are in that position because of Koro Joe, because of people like Koro, one of them, and he will go lay to rest and go to his tutsipuna, who many were part of his fight as well. But yeah, he has definitely left a pretty incredible legacy that will be carried on. I mean, Ngāti Whātua are still in the High Court at the moment, trying to fight for mana whenua exclusive rights in Tamaki Makaurau. So the fight never ends, and as Rangi Nui walk away, says ka whawhai tonu mātou.
Before you go, Marnie, just one final note. What will be there to mark the site? Is there a planned headstone memorial or what?
To be honest, I'm not too sure yet. I mean, there is already a memorial there in the shape of, they've called it in the shape of a roimata, a tia, which is quite significant. So I'm sure that part of it will, I'm sure there'll be something pretty exceptional to mark where he lays. And we did ask if will he be the first and the last, but that the latter of that question wasn't answered, and that's another kōrero and another conversation they will have at a later date, I think.
Kia ora, Marnie. Thank you very much for being with us.
Kia ora.
It's Marnie Dunlop there, the RNZ Māori News Director and Midday Presenter.